It's good to be here. I flew in on Friday, so the guys did a good job of reaching out to me and catching up over the weekend, so I'm excited to be here.
Where'd you fly in from?
Flew in from Tassie, so it was a long way. I went Tassie, Sydney, then Sydney across, so I always forget how far away it is from Tassie until you're sitting on the plane. It takes a couple of hours, but now I'm here now.
You were one of the last men standing Is that your strength, your endurance,
Yeah, it's one of those things, yeah. No, it's something I've hung my hat on for a while. But coming off 11 months straight of working out, my college season, then draft workouts, and then with the uni roos national team, I've stayed in shape, fortunately, and it's paid off here.
Tell us about that uni games experience. What did you learn from that?
I learned a lot. It was great to work with the national team coaches, to be around them and get an idea of what they're after moving forward. Obviously, a big goal of mine is to continue to play with the national team. So it was a way of putting my foot in the door. We didn't get the result we wanted from a team standpoint, but I played fairly well, and it set me up for here playing back in Australia too.
How excited are you playing down under?
Yeah, very, very excited. Been close to home, been around a good bunch of guys. I know they've had a core group for quite a while now, and they've already welcomed me. It's only been a couple of days, so to be able to gel in, it's a testament and it's a credit to this program.
You as I understand it, you could have picked one of several Australian clubs to go to. What drew you to the Wild Bulls?
A lot of things. It was the club that was always at the top of my list before I even considered coming back to Australia. I said to myself, if I ever came back, I'd want to play for Perth. And fortunately enough, it worked out. The professionalism, the culture here of the club, the success that they've had, it was a no-brainer when it came down to it.
And of course, playing here, you're under the eye of the Boomer selectors.
Yeah, exactly too. Yeah, absolutely. That was another big reason to come back to Perth, to play in front of them and play in front of the national team coaches. Yeah, we've had a couple of guys from my years at the Institute that have come through with Toddy and Mitch Creek and Mitch Norton, so I've always kept an eye on them. Over the years I've definitely kept an eye on it with the success that guys have had coming back here and then heading back overseas. It's exciting. And when I've come back and played with the national team, we've been guys come from the NBL, so I've always kept an eye on them to be actually playing alongside them and playing amongst them. It's going to be exciting.
What's your take on the facilities?
No, I didn't. Fortunately enough, I've worked here most of the time with the national team when we've played here. I haven't been able to check out Perth Arena. I've heard incredible things. I keep saying that I've played at Challenge and we've had fantastic crowds, and they're just like, nah, don't worry about Challenge. We're playing in Perth Arena now. So I think 13.5 is what they average. So it's going to be an incredible atmosphere. I know they all get out in red. I had a big following on social media with the hashtag Red Army. So I'm excited to actually be here and experience it for myself.
When was the last time you actually played in this tournament?
Yeah.
Take us back before that, or have you played in Australia?
My last year before I left, the AIS was always in Siebel, but there was that year that they left between the transition between AIS and Centre of Excellence. So I played Siebel with Hobart. So that would have been the last time that I've played for a club here in Australia. I've played bits and pieces with the national team, but in terms of club standpoint, the Hobart Chargers was the last time I played within Australia, quite a while ago.
And how do you see yourself fitting into them? Because obviously,
I think I'll be able to complement both, and that was one of the things coming in here was I wanted to contribute straight away and come somewhere where I can play straight away but also be competitive. So I feel like if I'm in the game with Damien, I'll be looking to score more off the ball, and when I'm in the game with Bill, with Dollar, I'll be playing more of the point and getting him the ball and other guys the ball. So we haven't even had a practice yet, so it's hard to jump to a conclusion there, but we'll find out the next couple of weeks or months. Absolutely. Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, is it 28 straight finals appearances? 29 straight finals appearances.
Corrected,
yeah, we go. Yeah, so it's a record that's been unmatched, I'm sure, many sports across Australia. Yeah, I think it's up there, it's got to be one of the best. So with that, it comes added pressure. And that's something I experienced at my university in New Mexico, was we're always expected to win and do well. So that's why I think that I'll be able to fit in just fine here in Perth.
Oh, I think it was very clear. We weren't alone. There was five or six teams that were chasing Hugh. It's just common sense. He's a massive talent. Very exciting. I think the role that he just mentioned is what makes him very versatile. That he can play on and off the ball, and both ends of the floor. So I think, in saying that, we're lucky to have him here and in this country, and so we're happy about that. But there's, he's got lofty ambitions, and I think we can compliment each other, the club and himself, in trying to get him to his goals, and he can help us along the way with our goals. So that's a massive reason why we were after him. Definitely. I think that, obviously moving into a coaching role, I'm an assistant coach here, but the development side is the stuff that's always excited me, even when I was in my playing role with my teammates. So I think that kind of stuff was something I've focused on quite a bit in the last year, and I definitely look forward to trying to help you, like I said, achieve the goals that he's after.
We'll expect Casey soon, but about him pushing up to possibly NBA, what it takes, I guess.
There's no doubt, and in all honesty, with all the players, I feel like that's the beauty of coaching. You want to help players get better. That helps the team in the immediate future, but their development, and I think to get them to where their goals are, be it continuing here, moving on, whatever, I think I love to make players better over the year that you have them, from when they walked in to the end of the season. So that's a massive part, whether it be Hugh, Casey, or the development players. Well, probably both. It's a baptism of fire, but I'm not trying to overtake the world in a moment. I'm looking forward to it. I feel like we're all here for the same reasons. There's a lot of guys that have been around in this system for quite a while. This is the pre-season. It's a good 2 months until we play. So right now it's about locking in, getting fit, and just coming to work every day and enjoying it and the process. So I think I'm looking forward to the opportunity here. Like that, but in saying it, we're just all slowly getting ready for the season ahead, and we're pretty excited.
Hugh, Tassie boys seem to be taking over WA sport at the moment. You're friends with Lockie Willis. Yeah. Did you go to the game last night?
No, I didn't get a chance. I was actually here with the captain's club doing an appearance. So I flew in Friday and had an appearance on Sunday, so I was straight to work. But yeah, Lockie's a good family friend. I went to footy nationals with his brother Mav, so we were really close friends, and fortunately enough, he swooped me in before. I became a West Coast fan, so I'm a Freo fan while I'm here in Perth. Geelong's got my heart, but I've adopted Freo for the time being. So I'll hopefully catch up with him in the near future.
Does a top knot stay? Jesse out there.
It was part of the protocol, I guess, with the shag. Even Maddie's got the shaggy hair with the dreads going, and then everyone else has got the top knot. So I think I'll slot in just fine here in Perth.
Yeah,